suppose some of the water had land, I mean, some of the land had water standing on it for a large part of the time. What would you call that?
We call it marshland.
Would that be a large area or a small area if you called it a marsh?
It's just small areas.
What do they call the place along where the salt hay grows along the sea? What different kinds of soil would you expect to have in a field?
Well, some of it is red clay.
Suppose you had part sand and part clay, what would you call that?
I think I call it a loam.
If some people were getting the water off the marshes, what would you say they're doing? They are doing what to the marshes?
Draining it.
What would you call the thing that they dug to drain the marshes?
Well, you'd call it a canal or a ditch.
Anything else? Most of us would call it canal or ditch. Suppose there's a shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. What would you call that? A little stream of water running up into the land that tides.
Well, I'd call it an inlet or a cove.
Suppose there was a narrow, deep valley cut by a stream of water in the woods that was about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call that?
Ravine.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a channel across the road or across the field, you would call that place that was washed a what?
Gully.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Brook.
What would you call one just a little bit larger than a brook?
A creek.
Do you ever call them anything else? Which is larger, a branch or a creek?
Well, a creek is larger than a branch.
If these two ran together and made another one, what would you call that?
Called a river.
What is the name of that creek nearest down here? Down the road.
Down
is that Snapfing?
Snapfing.
What would you call a small elevation of dirt? Land. A small rise in the land.
On a hill.
If it got a little bit larger than a hill, than what you would ordinarily call a hill, what would you call the next size?
I guess you'd call it a mountain, wouldn't you?
You might. Depends on how big you call
a hill.
What would you call that thing on the door that you turn to get in and out?
Knob.
What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply?
The base. No.